I'm visiting with Dave Calabota with Prince Agri Products, and Dave, we're meeting here at this Penn State Dairy Cattle Nutrition Workshop, something that Prince Agri Products is very much supportive of, as evidenced by sponsoring this pre-conference going on right now. Tell us a little bit about this company and what you guys do.
Well, Prince Agri Products has been around for actually about 150 years, and it is part of a larger company named Phibro Animal Health, and Prince focuses on the marketing of minerals and value-added products that we refer to as our specialty products division. And basically what we're doing is bringing out new technologies that can overall help the farmer to produce animals more effectively, more efficiently, and hopefully with a good profit margin associated with the products that we bring them.
Well, obviously, dairy is very much important and a target here for the type of products you've got. Is there other focus on other species as well as dairy?
Yes, we actually touch all of the major production species, including dairy, swine, poultry, turkeys, layers, broilers, and we even do a little bit in the aquaculture area as well.
So when we look at the types of products you're producing, what are some of the ones where we either may recognize the name or are especially suited to this dairy industry of today?
Well, as it relates to dairy, there's a family of products that we sell. Probably the flagship product of the bunch is Omnigen AF, which is a product that enhances or modulates the immune system and actually maintains health in healthy animals.
So here at this conference, like I said, you're very visible as a main supporter. What is it that you see as the value to your company and your customers in getting involved with these type of conferences?
Well, by participating in the conferences like the Penn State Nutrition Conference, it allows us to, first of all, bring information to our customers, which are really the focal point of Prince's efforts. And more importantly, I think, to allow a forum for bringing the research and the application understanding that we have learned over the years into a forum that can be readily utilized.
Looking ahead here, if I understand it, Prince, the business that Prince is in, things are going very well right now. How do you feel about the market, your place in it, and what do you see for the future?
Well, you know, I think that the market seems to be coming back. We're seeing a little bit of a relaxation in corn and soybean prices. I think that's certainly going to improve the overall margins. But even in the midst of that, I think that that dairy farmers and producers are basically looking to become ever more efficient at what they do. And I think, you know, this most recent downturn certainly has encouraged them to kind of relook at things, take a step back, reevaluate their business. And I think that we're now enjoying some of the fruits of those efforts.
So again, kind of projecting forward, what can your customers come to expect or look to expect from Prince in the future?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, we do have Omnigen AF, which is a product that that supports immune function and protects the cows. We also have some additional products, including Animate, which is a product that's given to transition cows and can help them with their calcium metabolism during the transition phase. And then we have also a family of yeast products that we sell to the producer.
One last thing I think we ought to note here is hearing how important your growth is on the international level here outside the United States.
Well, we have recently launched Omnigen in the European Union. We have efforts that have already begun in launching it into certain countries in Latin America. We've relaunched in Mexico. We're getting ready to launch in Brazil. And we have a pretty aggressive effort in Australia and China at this point.
Sounds like somebody's getting to do a little bit of travel.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we travel everywhere.
Well, I know here we've got representatives from about seven countries, basically the ones you mentioned, that I guess you've had a hand in helping bring them here to this conference.
Yes, we've brought in not only some of the speakers for our pre-conference symposium, but we've also brought in certain customers that that have an interest in some of our products, and we're trying to orient them towards not only the products and the technology, but also Prince as a partner to the industry.
What would be kind of the one thing you would like your customers to think when they think of Prince AgriProducts?
Oh, basically innovation. We want to be one of the most respected companies as it relates to bringing new technologies in nutrition, but more importantly, on the cutting edge of where the industry is moving. And we like to stay ahead of the industry and essentially bring tomorrow's technology today so that they can benefit from those technologies in the most efficient way.
Well, thank you very much, Dave Caliboto with Prince AgriProducts. We're visiting here at the Penn State Dairy Cattle Nutrition Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.